The defamation case involving Hollywood film and theatre star Jeffrey Rush came to a head today as co-star Erin Jean Norville told the court he had touched her breast and made sexual gestures towards her. Ms. Norville is giving evidence to support Nationwide News, the publisher of the Daily Telegraph. Jeffrey Rush is suing the newspaper over stories printed late last year suggesting he behaved inappropriately towards a younger colleague during the Sydney Theatre Company production of King Lear, a colleague who, during legal proceedings, was revealed to be Erin Jean Norville. The ABC's court reporter Jamel Wells is following the case. Jamel, the Daily Telegraph insists that its story was true. So what does Erin Jean Norville say that Jeffrey Rush did to her?
Well, she says that he did a number of things that made her feel uncomfortable and belittled. And she says that they are physical things. She says during the production, for example, there's one scene right at the end of the play where King Lear kneels down on the ground and looks over Cordelia's body. She, of course, is playing his daughter Cordelia in this Sydney Theatre Company production. And she said, I had my eyes closed and I could hear people laughing and giggling, and I opened my eyes and she said, there was Jeffrey kneeling over me, licking his lips and gesturing, running his hands down my body and cupping my breasts. And she said other people in the cast were laughing and thinking it was funny. And she said, I was horrified because I thought, he's my friend, he's my mentor, someone I look up to. Why is he making fun of me this way? And she said, I mentioned it to a few people and they said, oh, you've just got to laugh it off. You know, that's just Jeffrey. And she said, I noticed him doing inappropriate things towards other people in the cast. They were female cast members and younger crew members as well. And she said he would compliment her all the time, was always talking about how she looked. And she said that made her feel a little uncomfortable. And she said one night he went to see a production of another play she was in, and she came off stage and he was waiting at the stage door for her. And she said he stood really close to me and started whispering in my ear. And she said that's when I really freaked out and I moved away quickly and went over and stood with some friends. And she said she put up with all of this during the production, her words, because she felt in a way it was her job. She said, I thought my career would be trashed if I complained about the great Jeffrey Rush, because she said on the ladder he was up here on the top rung and I was down the bottom on the bottom rung.
And Jeffrey Rush has already been on the stand during this defamation trial. What does he specifically have to say about the accusations?
Well, he admits to some of these actions but says there was no sexual intent to any of them. He said, for example, I might have commented that she was looking yummy when I walked into the rehearsal room. He said, because I like to bring a lot of energy into the rehearsal room, I compliment cast members all the time. And he said, I would have meant that in a light-hearted, frivolous, complimentary way. There was nothing sexual about it. And of that particular scene that Erin Jean Norville accuses him of, gesturing, groping at her, he denied that completely. And he said, I had to pick this woman up. He said, I was directed to hold her torso up near my face. So I had to touch her. I had to lift her. And he said, if I accidentally ran my hand along the side of her body and near her breast, it was accidental. It was not intentional. He also said at one point, Linda, that live entertainment requires physical contact. And he said, I watch the ballet sometimes and I wonder, is ballet going to be banned because there's a lot of touching in that? He's maintaining that he is a man of the theatre, that he speaks in a theatrical way, he's used to conversing with people in this way, and that he's done nothing wrong.
Without wanting to sort of prejudge anything, this has been cast in the light of the Me Too movement. Mm. And I wonder if what you're picking up here is a generational difference or a cultural difference in that context?
Yes, and there was discussion of that in court in the opening address. Jeffrey Rush's barrister said that the Telegraph was after an easy story and a Harvey Weinstein type story, because the Sydney Morning Herald, the paper's main competitor in Sydney, got to the Don Burke story about 7 weeks earlier. And the barrister said, look, the Telegraph just ran with this without having its facts straight. some of Jeffrey Rush, he's 67, and some of his colleagues have given evidence in support of him in court. People like Robin Nevin and the director of the show, Neil Armfield, who've collaborated with Jeffrey Rush for a long, long time. And they've spoken very highly of him as being professional, and they've said that he's never done anything offensive. But you take this younger actor, Erin Jean Norville, who would have been in her 20s during the production, and one of the first things she said was that she saw him behaving inappropriately towards other younger cast members and technical staff during the show. So it's as if she's a few generations removed and has a completely different view of what is appropriate and inappropriate. Now, Robin Nevin said she didn't think any of that sort of behaviour would be appropriate, but she said, I didn't see it happen. And she said, I just saw Jeffrey being friendly and being professional and being a great team member in a cast. So it's as if perhaps there are different views in the age groups on this behaviour.
And just quickly, Jamel, any idea of what sort of damages Jeffrey Rush is seeking from Nationwide News if he wins?
Well, Fred Skepsy was brought in to do an expert report, the international movie director, about Jeffrey Rush's past and future earnings for this. And he said he's earned millions of dollars and he's got a great Hollywood career ahead of him. He's still in demand. And at one point we heard that his income was around $1.5 million a year before these allegations were published. And then it dropped to $44,000 a year. So one would imagine he's after lost income, personal damage, hurt. He says he's suffered psychological harm. He's become a hermit. He said at one point he thought people were going to spit on him in the street. So there are all sorts of things he's possibly claiming for here.
Jamel Wells, our court reporter.